Hi, welcome back to another episode of Chasing Tone or Edition. Episode or Edition?
I think it's episodes.
Episodes?
Epedition.
Welcome back to another Epedition.
Expedition.
Of Chasing Tone. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
I'm Brian.
Hello, hello, hello. Really big day today. I found out that I probably don't have nodules on my vocal cords. That's good news.
That is good.
That is good news. Yeah. Yep. So, then fingers crossed there.
Had to go
to the doctor today because I'm having problems with the old voice. Yeah.
Too much singing. Singing the blues.
I know my wife was probably hoping that I'd have to get that shot that paralyzes your vocal cords.
Stop talking.
Because Max told me this. I guess if you get this shot in your throat, like it paralyzes your vocal cords.
It's Botox, I think.
Is it Botox? Yeah. But I guess physically, it's not that you can't talk. You're not supposed to talk. Physically, you just cannot do it.
So next podcast, be like, welcome to Chasing Tone. I'm Brian, that's Travis.
And yeah, and here Travis would say something
that's
offensive.
That's Max. Then Max and I would stare at each other. So, what are you going to talk about?
Or you could make fun of me the whole time. I'm an easy target, let's face it. And I wouldn't be able to defend myself.
You'd be shaking the whole time.
Is that an epilepsy joke?
No, it wasn't. But that would have been awesome if it was. We're good enough friends or I'll make fun of you.
If you have a whiteboard, you can just write stuff.
Yeah. Or that thing where you can like type into it and it talks.
A typewriter?
Yeah.
Typewriter.
He said, yeah.
Yeah, sure, whatever. It talks for you.
Yeah, I do need one of those. Is that a dictaphone? Is that what they call those?
I think that's what they called them when you were a kid. The Edison dictaphone.
Oh, that's another story, but I probably can't tell. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to it. That's the purpose of this epedition. Eric Swanson writes, what are the effects of Travis's tea have? What effects? How did he write
that? What effects does your tea have on your playing?
Oh, okay. I think he wrote it weird. What the effects of Travis? That's a fragment.
It is a bit.
Eric, that's a fragment. But I will answer it. It depends on if I drink a lot of it, I'm a little more hyper because all I can think about is I have to use the restroom. But other than that, not much.
So you rush every song.
I do rush every song. I do. I do. Unless my tea intake is low, then I'm on the backbeat of everything. You know? But basically what it is my doctor, again, today, told me I needed to lose 15 pounds.
Still?
Yeah, still. I need to lose 15 more pounds.
Whatever, fatty.
But easy with the F word, bro. We're going to have to edit that out. But but anyway, you know, so I still get my caffeine fix without sugar, so I get the unsweetened tea. But thank you for noticing my tea addiction habit.
But today's podcast brought to you
by... I don't have a problem every time I want.
Let me tell you something about you that you don't know.
So since you have a Mountain Dew cup up there...
Yeah, that's actually... That's not Mountain Dew. It's a Taco Bell cup this time because Max went on lunch. Taco Bell has the world's worst tea. Don't ever drink it. It's terrible.
Really?
They're actually both Travis's because my wife's watching the show.
Oh, yeah. That's mine too, Shells. But anyway, he also did have a serious question. Also, three tips from everyone, even Max. That's in quotes.
Thanks.
Or parentheses. Three tips from everyone that can make your rig sound better. Mine, number one, is practice.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, I mean, serious. I mean, I'm gonna borrow a Brian Wamplerism, and you guys are going to like this one. So get your pen,
I'm getting
typewriter.
Nervous.
All right.
Wait for it.
Here it is. More Melbay, less eBay.
Boom.
It's perfect. It's so perfect. Because eBay's for used goods. You want to buy new goods, like Wampler pedals. Okay. Do you like that?
I like how we all stare at the camera like, yeah.
But no, for me, I mean, I'm being serious. There's practice.
I'd say the first thing you need to do is buy more Wampler stuff. That's going to make you sound better. I mean, here's the big misconception. I'm going to buy a Paisley drive and I'm going to sound like Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing the wrong style, you're never going to sound anything like Brad Paisley.
On purpose.
I mean, it's
I know,
a
I'm
lot
being
of
funny,
that
yeah.
style, you
oh,
know,
it's complete,
phrasing
yeah.
and the way you're attacking the strings, the notes you're choosing. You know, I mean, the guys like Brent Mason, Tom Quayle, any artist really, they have an identifiable style, not really by the gear they choose necessarily. It's more just the way they're playing the guitar, the way they attack it, the way they
because you could give
handle it.
You could give Brad Paisley a pig nose amp and a Squire Stratocaster, mm-hmm. and he's still going to sound like himself.
Yeah,
you know, to an extent. Like for instance, I'm sure you've heard this, but Stevie Ray Vaughan did this like lesson thing from this radio station. It's on one of the extra cuts back in the 90s when they re-released all his stuff. And mm-hmm. but anyways, it's a bonus track, and he's playing a solid state amp through a guitar that was already there. And he sounds exactly like Stevie Ray Vaughan, that real throaty, mid-rangey thing that he had going on. Mm-hmm. Sounds exactly like himself. You know, it's that always blew my mind.
I'll never forget, and this doesn't happen very often, but when I was just kind of getting into building pedals and doing more mods, I had the opportunity. I built a pedal board for Brent Mason, and we had all his stuff set up in this big mm-hmm. rehearsal room. And so, like, he went away to use the restroom. We're like, hey, can I play that for a minute? And he's like, yeah, man, knock yourself out. So I got there thinking, this is gonna be awesome, right? And I'm like, I'm unimpressed, you know. It's not because it wasn't good stuff, it's just I still sounded
like you,
mediocre. Yeah, you know.
It's just you've heard those same lick. How long had you been playing guitar at that point? 15 years. You've heard those same licks for 15 years. It's not going to impress you, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So, it wasn't that dramatically different even with a room full of great gear.
There, I will say the last time, and I'm not going to say a Marshall product, believe it or not, but the last time I played an amp to where I was like, it knocked me off my feet, you know, because I guess like with when I play Plexi style stuff, I expect that sound, so if it sounds good, it just sounds great, you know. But I played and the thing I love about YouTube is people will correct me, and I'm not saying that derogatory because I don't remember the model number of this amp, and if somebody can correct me, that would be great.
By the way, Quincy Jones.
Yes, Quincy Jones, and I knew that. As soon as somebody said it, I was like, oh, yeah. And then people were like, how could you forget that?
Stupid.
And it's like, I don't know, dude. I forget my birthday. But anyway, it was a divided by 13 amp, and I want to say it was like an RSA 13 or something like that. I don't know, it's 12 or 20, I don't know, but I played that amp, man, and it had this thing to it. It's like I never understood what people meant when they said punchy, mm-hmm. you know. And it's like, yeah, I wish I would have bought that amp.
Well, and that kind of leads to a subject as to why obviously it's kind of odd for an effects builder to say you may not necessarily need to buy a pedal to sound like a guy,
right?
So the thing is, if you find the right pedals that, or the right amp, or the right guitar,
mm-hmm.
that kind of inspire you to play a different thing, or maybe play a little bit better, or think a little bit
or
differently.
Or just play more.
Or want to play more, and therefore get better. If it becomes more fun to you, that's really the whole thing. You plug into something like, oh, that sounds pretty good. I want to play more than I did yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
Max, sorry to interrupt there, but did you have any tip that can make your rig sound better? Because I got one more, but go ahead.
You guys kind of took everything. But no, one thing I would go with, just because I'm the planner and I'm the geek, I think, of the group, I would think about an artist you already like, the sound that they're already doing, and see what you could do gear-wise to kind of achieve that. Don't have unreal expectations of some of your gear that you wanted to sound like X when it really sounds like Y. It'll never sound like X.
Yeah, a DS1's not going to sound like a tube screamer.
Exactly, yeah. Do some of your homework and really find out what gear components are going to work best for the sound you're trying to achieve.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to switch gears, so you go ahead.
Okay, so what I was going to say is, along those same lines, I think it's important to note that if you're thinking about a pedal purchase with any manufacturer, it's always a good idea to contact the company and say, here's my guitar, here's my amp, and here's the sound I'm looking for. Is this the right pedal?
Because
there's been times that people have said, you know, I've got this guitar and amp, and here's the pedal I bought,
and I can't get the sound.
I don't like the sound of it. And I say, well, if you would have contacted me first, I would have told you that I wouldn't recommend that pedal with that setup.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Another thing, too, and I think we may have kind of got off base about what this guy was really asking, something to make your, I think, now think about, he may have been talking about what to make your existing rig sound better.
Three tips from
you see what I mean? But I don't know if I can come up with three, but here's one that, as soon as I say this, Max is going to be like, well, duh, I just didn't think to say it because it's so obvious. But it's the whole cleanliness is next to godliness thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you have, I know you would say this, if you have, okay, for instance, I left my pedal board at your barn.
Yes.
Okay, and I did a gig last Saturday? I can't remember. But I had to scour my shelves for substitutions, which was fine. Let's face it, my substitutions are pretty awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I had a Strymon Timeline as my backup delay.
Oh, that's tough.
You know what I mean? That's a tough gig. I had a Barber Direct Drive as my backup overdrive, you know, a Love pedal. And then I had the Clarksdale, you know, so I'm pretty fortunate. But the thing that drove me nuts is I didn't have a pedal board.
Yeah.
So, you know, and three of the pedals that I was using needed power supplies.
You know what you should have done? Duct tape them all together.
So what I did, yeah, right? So if they all had top mount jacks, I would have. But so I had to get a power strip and then run three power supplies to the power strip, then the power strip to an extension cord, then an extension cord to the wall, and then I had to get individual little bitty patch cables, and I had to use a big, long lava coily cable.
You know, by that time, you could actually drove to my house and picked up your pedal board.
It's driven, but no.
You could have done drove to my house.
You could have done drive. But you know, you're probably right. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the thing is it messed with me. Like, for instance, I was playing with another guitar player, and you know, you're going to go do the thing where you interact with the other guy on stage because he played something cool or whatever. I walk over there and yoink, chord slips out of the first pedal.
He's kicking it.
I'm like kicking it, and then you realize that the kicking it's not going to happen, so you got to bend down, and then it's obvious to like all four people, including Max.
So the waitress and the bartender are both
and Max.
It doesn't help that I'm laughing really loud at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, that used to always drive me nuts. I mess up a lot, you know? And Max would always, oh, and I'd hear him and I'm like,
Nobody knows what you're laughing at.
Yeah, everybody knows what you're laughing at when you point it out, but nobody would have noticed it. So it's like, thanks for ruining the next 30 seconds of my show and make me have to work harder to get these people's, you know, attention back. Thank you, Max.
I never knew that pissed you off that much. But I'm done it. I'm sorry. No,
that's all right.
I thought it was one of those things only obvious to me. I'm like, oh, that's great. But the thing is, it's like, why is he laughing to himself? He's had a lot to drink.
You know, you got this loud voice that, like,
I don't have a loud voice.
Oh, it carries, dude.
Whatever.
How many? Okay, let me ask you. Am I the first person to ever say, dude, your voice carries?
I think every teacher ever said, I need to use my Ender voice.
Yeah, and you do. You think you do. It's just that it carries, that even in like 120 decibel rooms, it still carries.
Whatever.
But it drove me nuts all night, man, having a dirty pedal board or whatever, or lack thereof. Yeah, but, and this is the one where Max is going to be like, well, it's so obvious, because if you see the underside of his board, it's like spotless, you know what I mean?
Still need to get a picture of that up on.
Do it on the Insta pages, but, which, Chasing Tone Podcast on Instagram, but that would make you play better, I think. If you're neat, you don't have to worry about anything, it looks clean, sounds clean, that'd be my number one tip for your existing rig.
I can see that.
I would say learn to finger pick. Thumb pick. You can patika tika tika all day long.
No, huh?
No?
No.
That's my favorite tip.
Dude, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on forums lately. It's off subject, but on subject. So lay off me. But a lot of people have been going off on picks lately. Like, what's your favorite pick? What do you use? Da, 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 da. And it's like, there's a lot of boutique picks.
Oh, tons of them, yeah.
It drives them... And the thing is
some
like...
Some are made of unobtainium.
Yeah, unobtainium. But the thing that drives me nuts is I play with my fingers so much that I've always thought as the pick is like so secondary. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I use it as my thumbnail and then use my fingers most of the time.
To me, it's kind of like the pedal thing. Like, if a good pick feels good to me,
yeah,
then I like to play more.
But people make fun of me because like I like those... and I think you can see it on episode 4. We talked about it. I can't remember. But anyway, I like those Ernie Ball heavies that are multicolored, and you can buy a gross of them for like $3. That's what I like. And people are...
I like the Hercos that got the little nubs on them.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah.
And I got some gravity picks I like too.
Yeah.
Dunlap Sharps.
Yeah. And those are
cool.
I love
those.
They're neat.
I just like them. Yeah.
But like... And
they're cheap. I like them.
The guys at Dunlop were nice enough. We saw them at Gear Fest at Sweetwater. And which I think is going to become like a cool... It's going to be cooler than Summer Name eventually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I like it better than Summer Name.
Oh, already. I do too. I do too, because it's hot, and then next thing you know, your boss is like, "It's hot, we need beer," and you're like, "You know what? Just, yeah, you're right."
Then you go drive go karts.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did get trashed and drive go. I think that's I was the only one that was trashed.
We were trying to catch up to you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not in the go kart, just in the beers, because I figured it out. Okay, so no offense, Max weighs more than all of us, mm-hmm. and Amanda weighs less than all of us. So guess who was first and who was last most of the time?
Except for that one kid that was...
Oh, yeah, you took that kid out.
There's this 14-year-old kid that just kept, like, cutting me off. And after about three beers and an hour and a half of this, I got so pissed off.
By three, you mean six.
Yeah, whatever. And they're big beers. Anyways, so I grabbed the back of this kid's go-kart. He's trying to get away. I'm driving, mind you, and he's driving. I just grab it. He's like, and I just, like, pull it towards me. And just, like, look at him. I'm like, I'm passing you. And just run him into the wall and pass him.
He didn't. Yeah, that was awesome. He just
see his face. So it was like.
Max angry. Max smash. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. I'm not strong enough to do that. I'd rip my arm socket out.
But the go-karts don't go that fast. It wasn't like we're going like 40 or anything.
No. But it just cracked me up because Amanda's like, I'm kicking all your butts. I'm like, you weigh 40 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
But picks. Right?
Yeah.
But no, the guys at Dunlop at GearFest, they were like, you know, what kind of picks are you using? And I just showed him, and he kind of like laughed. And I get it, you know. I'm using like...
Sure.
Let's face it.
I found this one.
Yeah. The picks that I use, or I'll use the Wampler picks, you know what I mean, the old ones, because they're free. Because
we have bunches of them.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like... And that's the thing. I never even occurred to me to put money into the picks. So like this guy from Dunlop comes up, and he says... Hey man, check these out. We actually have people that round the edges off on these before, you know, by hand.
Like burnish them and stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. He burnishes the edges.
They relic them.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're like, but it makes it softer. Yeah, check this out. And the way he was talking, I was like, heck yeah, man, I'm going to try this thing. It's going to be awesome. And I wish I could be like, yeah, man, I tried it and it's so much better than my cheap picks. No, couldn't tell a lick of difference. Get it? A lick of difference? See what I did there? Thank you. But I seriously couldn't tell a difference. And it's like, what am I missing on the pick thing? And I saw another thing on Insta pages where somebody was doing like a, just, you know, the 15 seconds to shred thing or whatever. And somebody commented on the video below, goes, looks and sounds like a chicken pick. And I'm like, how can you hear the sound of a pick?
I like those picks too. I got some of them.
Yeah. Actually, I did like one of them, the one that was like shorter.
Mm-hmm. I read a great blog article on that.
Did you write it?
I did. It's called How to Pick Your Pick. It's on the Wampler blog, so check it out.
You done written it.
I've done writing it.
Yeah. But no, so I mean, if you guys have any stories with picks and whatnots, man, I'd like to know, like, what out there is, okay, here, I've tried the V-Picks. Is that the same thing as Gravity Picks, or is that different?
I think it's never coming in.
Okay, I've tried V-Picks, I've tried... Gravities, I've tried the Dunlop Burnished, I've tried the Chicken Picks, of course, like all the Tortex and little stubbies. And
you know, it'd be nice if we had a bunch of pick manufacturers just send us, like,
yeah, blow my mind, man. I want to know why I need a pick
we'll
better
do a
than
pick
the,
shootout on YouTube,
yeah, or in my house, you know. My thing is, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't.
I need exactly 144 of each pick to make an accurate judgment.
But no, the thing is like, and I know there's got to be a difference. That's where your tone starts, man. Mm-hmm. And I can hear a difference between using a pick and fingers.
Oh, big time.
You know, so there's got to be, and yes, of course I can hear a difference between different pick materials and different, you know, pick sizes. Of course I can hear it, but none of it has ever made me. Okay, I'll say this. When I play at volume, at gig levels with a drummer and a bass player, no pick has ever been like, oh, man, this makes me sound different.
I think that comes back around, though, to if you're more comfortable playing, then you're going to basically play better.
Yeah, but at that
point... I mean, the audience isn't going to hear it any more than they're going to hear the difference between a TS-9 and a Joyo, whatever their tube screamer clone is.
Yeah. So, I mean... Yeah. I get what you're saying, but my thing is I feel like I'm missing something there because I can feel and hear to my ear the difference of pedals and amps. When I change them out, it makes me play different. It makes things feel different, but it makes things sound different. With a pick at those volumes, I don't hear it. Mm-hmm. You know, so hopefully there's somebody out there that can blow my mind and change me and get me into this, like, this pick craze, you know?
I wonder what the Dumble of Picks is. There's got to be a guy out there makes picks.
Tortoiseshell. It's illegal.
$1,000.
Tortoiseshell. Black market.
Actually, I have the answer to this one.
What is it?
Billy Gibbons uses a metal peso.
Okay.
Shaped, and they stopped producing that particular coin like back in the like late 70s. I think he bought like a thousand of these. Yeah.
Really?
Just so he'd have that sound, yeah. So that's probably the Dumble
of players are stupid.
Of picks.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We are the strangest breed on the planet.
Oh, it's true.
Are you kidding me? I guarantee right now, the person that has one of those Corseden medicine bottles, a real one, or has one of those peso picks, probably has on $30 tennis shoes. Probably drives a junk car.
I don't think Billy Gibbons.
But you know what I'm saying.
Drives a junk car.
You know what I'm saying, though. Like, our priorities are so out of whack.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
We'll spend $5,000 on a guitar.
Yeah. We'll fill up a $500 car with $5,000 worth of gear to go make $100.
When I moved in with my wife, it was like, okay, what furniture do you have? I'm like, I don't have a lot of furniture. But I have like 4 amps, 6 yeah, guitars. I've got a
super reverb chair.
Yeah.
I've got a champ.
We can put, see what I mean? Put tablecloth over that. Yeah
it's like, true. Dude, we are stupid. And I know I offended people. And you know what? I meant to on that one. And I'm not attacking you personally. It's guitar players as a whole.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? We're a strange breed.
Dumber than a box of boxes, really.
Well, I mean, you know? As
dumb like a fox.
Like he's proud of that one. Proud of that one.
We are all guitar players, obviously. So
yeah,
that comes around to another subject.
Okay,
is there a difference between JFET and MOSFET?
Sure,
exactly.
You know what I mean, dude. That's it.
That was our gear talk. No, part of the podcast.
The MOSFET is the trans fat. Hear me out here. We had this discussion earlier. I said we need to come up with something. We need to, what I say, Vistel caps. I guarantee it, our Wampler pedals don't have Vistel caps, so you guys need to buy them. What's a Vistel cap?
Vistel capacitance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, capacitance. Yeah, they don't have Vistel capacitance. But no, seriously, what the hell's a trans fat? It's not a real thing.
It's transparent fat. It's invisible.
Right, it's transparent. But here's the thing.
Fat is so visible.
All I know is if you put trans fat on something, I'm going to buy it because it'll make me feel better about my Twinkie addiction. You know what I'm saying? So, like, from now on, our pedals don't have Vistel capacitance, right? There we go. That's the trans fat, right?
Please don't email me about this. Please don't email me about this. It doesn't exist.
If you have any questions about Vistel capacitance, please email max@wamplerpedals.com. He'll set you straight. And then your crystal lattice, is that what it's called?
That's a real thing, though.
I know that's a real thing.
I had that salad the other night. It was great.
No, it's that David Bowie movie from the 80s.
Oh, that was a drug.
Sure. Google it. Hey, all right, or just wait for our YouTube commenters. They'll tell you what the David Bowie movie was.
And a link.
Send a link too.
Yeah, send a link too.
Actually, call Max 765-352.
That's the office.
The rest of the numbers. Yeah, that's the rest cool. of the office. You know, we're not going to give out your cell phone. Let's put that on a little Chiron on the.
This is a scrolling bar.
Yeah. But anyways, if you guys have any questions or comments, or you guys can blow my mind on guitar plectrums, let us know in either the comments on YouTube, podcast@wamplerpedals.com, Facebook even.
Or send a snail, just send a letter. You know,
or just write
snail, a hand letter.
Write it on the shell.
I meant snail mail.
I know what you meant. I know. And then check us out on the Insta pages. Leave us a review on the Face page. Check out Max's blog.
Yeah, I write stuff occasionally.
Yeah, and he's actually smart. True story.
I got me a college education.
He does. He is a college man. He's you're bona fide.
Bona fide.
He is bona fide. He's bona fide. All right, for Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thank you guys so much for listening.